Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Paulette Young, your host for tonight. We have another hot topic, children, cancer, and glyphosate. It's known that it is a known carcinogenic. And today we'll be talking about that. Is that why we have an increase in cancer in children? Glyphosate is a broad spectrum systematic herbicide used to kill weeds and grasses that compete with crops. FDA has placed a hold on testing for glyphosate. Why? This chemical is used worldwide. We have mentioned it in an earlier broadcast months ago also. But this is the first time that the FDA has put a halt, because the numbers are high in what's in our food right now. The routine inspections that they were supposed to be done aren't being done. So worldwide is present in our food. So is a little poison okay? It's like saying, is a little boo-boo or feces or crap okay in your food? You were already except a little bit of rat hair, so is that safe? So join us tonight along with our guests, Selena Lindsay, and then Dr. Fadumo Dole will also be on the line a little shortly. Hi, Selena. Are you on the line? Hello? Okay, she's not on the line yet. Okay. Anyway, this is Paulette Young, your host. If you want to be on the line, you can call 858-769-4936, and you'll be on the air. Looking forward to listening and hearing from everyone that wants to be able to have a part in this. Okay. Let me see. Something's gone a little wrong with our board right now, and they will fix it in one moment. Okay, let me. Okay, Selena's back on the line. Hi, Selena.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Oh, good. Okay, I didn't hear you before, so I wasn't sure if it was the board acting up or what.
Yes,
happened.
It was, so I dialed back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I'm glad you did that. All right, children, cancer, and glyphosate. Okay, this is Selena Lindsay. Selena, why don't you give them at least just 1 minute, and then at the end of the program, we'll go into more about who you are and what you do. Okay, go ahead.
All righty, well, basically, I'm what I call an entrepreneur, and We try to do what we can do in the community with a number of different nonprofits, and we'll talk about that in a little bit at the end of the show.
Okay. All right. You want to start it off today?
Well, I guess I might as well. One of the major things, as you said, with glyphosate is they're sort of hidden in a number of different things, including sprays and things that you use on weeds and also in various different foods. And this is turning into a real problem. Constantly we're all aware of the problems that we're having with cancer in children. And that's because, like everything that they put out on the market, they have a failure to do enough testing over a length of time to be able to say whether or not it's safe or not. And we all know what that's about. It's about making money. However, glyphosate is very, very dangerous to children. And obviously, since a child is a very small entity, they're finding this stuff not only in weed killer, but, of course, because it's once it's used on grasses and equipment. And so, for instance, if you go down to your playground and it's your local park, that's where this stuff is used. And they also use it along the railroad track to kill weeds. And, you know, kids play in these kinds of places. And so it's almost getting to the point we can't take our kids and put them into a playpen and protect them from everything. But it's really getting ridiculous when you see some of the problems that this particular drug is doing to very, very young children. Cancer is no joke. When it takes their hair out, it's causing skin rashes. Some of them lose their eyesight, loss of limbs. It's not pretty, and it's certainly not when it does it to a child.
There's also some reports on the endocrine system too, causing disruption in the hormones.
Yeah, because once it gets there, then it starts to wreak havoc on a few other little things, such as your lymph nodes. So we're starting to see kids, whereas usually lymphatic cancer is more prevalent in adults than it is in children. And so we're starting to see evidence that it's also starting to be very disturbing that very, very young kids are coming up with lymphatic cancer. And that's a difficult one to cure because our lymph nodes, in case the audience is not really aware of what that is, some of the most obvious ones would be, say, your armpit or your tonsils. And that's exactly what those things are. And when all those things are attacked and what they're utilized for in your body is to actually sort of like a filter to trap certain types of germs and things like that. And when that gets impacted with the cancerous cells, it quickly spreads throughout your entire body. And
yeah,
so that's
looking
dangerous.
At some history on that glyphosate, and they said originally it was patented to clean pipes like Drano. That was in 1964. So next, they decided 10 years later, that group, the Monsanto, they discovered that it killed weeds. But along with that, when it did that, the glyphosate interfered with nutrients of whatever your crop it is that you're growing and causing disease like cancer. Because they said that glyphosate, that it binds to the nutrients such as iron, magnesia, zinc, boron in the soil. It prevents the plant from taking up the nutrients.
Yeah, well, actually, what it's doing is it's causing the plant to do the same thing it does to a human being, so that your body cannot absorb the natural minerals.
Right.
And then the crop
itself end up not having the natural, being depleted of it because of the presence of the glyphosate. It was meant for one thing, but now it's in the, you know, it's definitely in our foods. And it's in high levels. That's why it's this month, November, that FDA halt the looking at the testing procedure.
Well, in the first place, there's some things that I believe that when you're going to have wide use of it, for instance, just like this, we would think that, you know, when you say weeds, it's just going to be used because we think real small, little weed in our driveway. That's not what happens. The farmer goes
like
out there.
Well, the same thing when they said a little bit of a poop or a little bit of rat hair. You remember in the chocolate and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, see, the farmer goes out there and he doesn't discriminate a weed from the corn stalk. And so this becomes a problem. That's how this stuff is easily transferred into the, you know, the food cycle. Because everything gets sprayed. And, you know, they put it in a little biplane and go up in the sky and spray the whole field. And this is how it easily gets into people. And this is what the FDA and CDC needs to regulate, how certain things are utilized, especially when it's new to the marketplace.
Yeah,
because there'll be other studies that are coming out because they're using it for aerial spraying. So sooner or later, you're going to have cases of humans that live close to where the stuff is utilized like that with other problems. Because when you can't absorb zinc, you're going to have some brain problems.
Right. You better be taking some supplement.
Yeah, you're
nervous. I remember
my mom
took zinc, magnesium, so many different supplements. Now I can see why. I remember back then when she was taking them, I didn't understand it. Why is she taking all that? You get it in your foods. No, you don't. You don't get it in your foods. Not as long as you got pesticides. And even the organic crops have some levels of this stuff in it. So it has less of it, but it's there still. So you think everything is in its pure form. No, it ain't. They still kill, they're still doing things.
Well,
and,
it creates a domino effect because, you know, look what happens to the poor bumblebee.
Oh, I don't even see bumblebees hardly. Poor things,
well,
unless I guess you go to another state.
That has now become a worldwide problem, that the bumblebees are dying. And even though man has now invented a robotic bumblebee, but we don't want to talk about too much about that. But these are some of the problems that this particular chemical causes, and it especially in our children, when they cannot absorb natural things that should be in the body, then it just creates multiple problems. Everything from neurological stuff to brain stuff, lymphatic stuff, just a lot of things in kids. As I previously said, that it's just not very nice for a kid to have to grow up or attempt to just survive after being contacted with a drug, with a chemical like this.
It's found, some of the things it's found in, like corn. That's why some people don't want to eat corn. Soybeans, sugar beets, canola, wheat, oats, barley. It's in high levels. Like your canola oil, which I'm always buying. Vegetable oils in there too. So you can't eat no oils. My goodness, soy oil, corn products, like corn oil, corn starch. Can't even have the corn starch. And forget General Mills Honey Cheerios. I read one report, the lady said she lives on that stuff. I said, how sad. You know,
well,
it's not safe.
Everything that is used on in the field is exactly the byproducts that are sent to the supermarket.
Right.
And so that's, like I said, we ill realize how widespread this particular situation is, and again, I repeat, that's something that CDC and FDA, they need to be more prudent about when something comes to market.
And, but it's going to affect somebody's pocketbook. But the alarming rate of children coming down with cancer is pathetic. My mom
but
used to say, it's in the foods, daughters, in the foods. And that's, you know, and why did they halt the studies? They didn't like the test. They think the test is wrong. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but they did. It was this month, 2016, November. They said, let's halt the testing procedure. And they didn't say when they're going to come back to test it. Because what they found is that in our foods, it's at dangerous level, not the accepted level. Because you still can have a little bit of poop, that theory, in the food. The only way you can get rid of all of it, you're going to have to buy you a greenhouse. That's why those are becoming popular. And grow all your own foods. And then figure out where you can buy a cow, where is it eating its grass?
Well, I would just say the poop theory just gets a little smaller, but you're still going to have poop because you can't find clean water.
Oh, well, I hadn't thought about that. So what you going to irrigate the soil with, if it's got anything?
Well, you know, people always come up with, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that with water, but they never think about the fact that where do you think the water came from before you got to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you're recontaminating your so-called sterile field. You know, you can
mm-hmm.
set up a filtration system and all these other kinds of things, but the bottom line is we only can get so much of the poop out because it just comes back in another form.
Oh, God. So I think the public need to be aware to what is FDA doing about testing of this glyphosate, that it's not going to just become a complete halt on testing and we pretend that it's going to go away, because it doesn't. Cancer hasn't gone away in the children. So something's wrong. So what can you eat? Especially if you're buying products that somebody made, you're better off still if you can say what's in it. Like I take an orange, it's got vitamin C and stuff like that. I probably, my luck is better with that than buying something that somebody processed and put together themselves. And if you watch
how the
old people eat, they don't eat all that stuff because they kind of want to stay alive a little bit longer.
Well, I don't think it's only that. It's just that they were raised in an era that they had things the old-fashioned way. So
mm-hmm.
an older person doesn't have a tremendous interest in a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have that kind of interest. They have more of an interest in food the old-fashioned way. You know, they just go get an mm-hmm. apple or something, you know, and, you know, they're not into what our new generation, the millennium, their eating habits.
I'll tell you what, the new generation, if they don't make changes, they're going to drop off the earth earlier than the age, you know, group that's now dropping off between now and
it's going
to
be a shame to just
say drop off, but
well, it's going to be a shame to find out only Funzie is alive. And
yeah.
Everybody else died from cancer. You know, it never in our history has
mm-hmm.
cancer been such a prevalent disease.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you and me, when we grew up, it was whispered. There were very, very few people that ever had
mm-hmm.
a cancer. You know, the most people, like most of my uncles and things like that, they actually just died from being old. They were doing what old people do, sitting on the porch rocking. You know, and now every time you turn around, you know, they've got pancreatic cancer. They've got cancer of the liver. They've got cancer of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many products, and you notice that this glyphosate, it has some of the same things that
mm-hmm.
also cause these cancers, because it has a little bit of aluminum in it, and anything that has aluminum in it, you know, it's going to knock the brain out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the reasons, like with deodorant and things like that, you don't want to use deodorant that has aluminum. Or, you know, previous weeks before we talked about the toothpaste and one of the things that's
mm-hmm.
in the toothpaste. And so basically we just have a continuation of another chemical that by
mm-hmm.
design we have the pharmaceutical, the people that make money making money, but this
mm-hmm.
is another atrocity which is aimed at supposedly doing something good, but is taking out the most valuable asset that we all have, which is our children.
Yes.
And it's just a daggum shame that and, you know, and I'll say it over and over again, that they allow these things to get out there.
They already know it. How can
mm-hmm.
you take a poison and think that's not going to affect the crop? How? I give them the genetic modify so that certain diseases or that the plants can get, that they don't get it. So you're putting in something that can contaminate the vegetable itself using genetic modification, and then the people are going to eat that stuff, and you're not going to have any effect from it. Yes, you are.
Well, it's just as usual. They tell a little joke all the time about at one point a butthole decided he was going to be the boss, and the entire body told him he couldn't be the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually, you know, the brain says, no, I'm going to be the boss, and, you know, mm-hmm. stomach said, no, I'm going to be the boss. But eventually the butthole decided he would get constipated, and everybody started screaming, the stomach and the head, and said, okay, he can be the boss. The moral of this story is even a butthole can be a boss. and that's what this is about. These people mm-hmm. plug up everything, and it's all about money. And when they plug up things, they are the boss.
That's true. And
this is just another way that they systematically and systemically, take out viable entities out of the community, out of families, when you have not only the children, because they're not only just affected in, say, one place. You may have the child that has lymphatic cancer, and you have another child that, you know, their hair falls out and their brain situation. And so it's just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that just should not be. And then worse yet, because they have allowed this to get into the food supply,
mm-hmm.
it just goes on and on. And the majority of food that's produced in the United States is shipped where? Abroad.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's shipped overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to just make an announcement for anyone listening or joining in. Even if you're just listening on the line, this is American Health Crisis. Your host, Paulette Young, and Selena Lindsay is a guest on the show every week. And if you wish to speak, or just you can just dial in the number 858-769-4936. If you want to talk at all, just press 1, and you'll be on the air. Our subject this week has been children, cancer, and glyphosate. And what's happening is our young children, from infants to 8, 9, 10 years old, 12 years old, they're coming down with cancer. Why? Why the increase? There's a whole generation that you didn't even hear about cancer. Now, every day. And so is it in the foods? Why did FDA halt the testing of glyphosate? Because the testing was showing that it's at an alarming rate, that it's too high. So November 2016, they said, let's stop. So now they're going to test to see if the test is wrong or right. Or all we're saying is read those labels. Not all foods have glyphosate in it, but you need to begin to read the labels. And if it does have it, like General Mills Honey Cheerios, it's on the label. It's there. Is there a cereal that doesn't have it? Yes, there is. There's cereals that don't have any dye, and it definitely doesn't have the glyphosate in it. You just have to read the labels to these things. Start looking at the canola oil and vegetable oil. Is any of it safe? The other thing you can do is pray over your food. That's what we did in the old days. We always prayed over our food. Wonder why all the meals, you prayed over everything.
Well, like my mom
said,
they
didn't have levels of cancer either.
Yeah, the old folks used to say
something to prayer.
Well, if it does fat, you have to see
ya. Because we're down to about 3.5 minutes, and Selena Lindsay's been talking and sharing. She's very dynamic, and she has some other organizations that she heads up or that she participates and help them. Selena, can you go ahead and let us know about that and slowly give us the numbers?
Yeah, one of the first ones that we want to give out the number for, of course, is Sowing Seeds for Life, because right now we're in the middle of the turkey drive, and also, too, we're taking in gifts and toys for the kids, and you can contact somebody at Sowing Seeds for Life at 1350 Arrow Highway in Laverne. The phone number there is 909-357-5777. Please ask to speak to Fran. Also, you can, you're having different problems with your mortgage and legal problems and you have no income or low income, please call Jamie Mack at Shop Enterprises. That's what they do. They try to help the community and help those that are having some little problems. And one more that we'll mention for tonight would be Richard Hernandez, who is very active in dealing with our youth with drug and gang intervention. He does counseling, and he helps with those that go to court with community service credits. And there's just a number of things that they do and activities for kids with First Five. So contact Richard at area code 909-630-2662. And we'll back up a little bit because we missed a little bit with Jamie at Shop Enterprise. That number there would be 951-880-4278. And everybody, have a fantastic night.
Yes, and Selena also works with the homeless, am I correct?
Yes, that's one of our prevalent things that we do on a constant basis is working with the homeless and trying to provide various different services, especially also, too, with veterans at ease. We try to locate everything for them, shoes, clothes, food, a place to stay, and try to solve problems as to the reason why they're outside. As all of you are well aware, it's extremely cold outside. We're moving into the phase of winter, even for good old California. And we want to get these people off the street, and we're a big advocate for there should be no homeless. And in this state, we need to follow what some of the other states have done to approach this problem and to alleviate it. Two of my biggest battles are homelessness and nobody should be hungry.
Amen. That is so true. Thank you, Selena. And we'll be back on the air next Monday, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time, with another hot topic. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.